The holidays are great. Presents, music, family time. But my favorite part of the holidays is, you guessed it, the food. The turkey, the ham, the hot dogs, the hamburgers, the candy, the stuffing, the green bean casserole, the beer. I could go on and on. Food is the ultimate comfort, the greatest necessity. You can break my heart, but I'll be breaking the bread. I'm a firm believer that all the world's problems could be solved by sitting down and hashing it out over a great meal. And tonight's story has two totally opposite couples celebrating Easter, hashing out their differences over a hot meal. Will they make it to dessert? Let's get to it. Turn off the television set, flick off the lights. Grab a friend or someone who won't mind being kidnapped for a bit and curl up on your favorite carpet with the radio turned on as Distilled Theater Company presents Breaking Bread, a DTC radio story by Joshua Smalley.
Time to cut the ham.
Each Johnson matriarch has been an excellent meat cutter. That's why we're either divorced or gay.
Ryland, they'll be here soon. Everything has to be perfect.
I'm on it, babe. The service today was soothing. The lady next to me was so calm she had her eyes closed. Check to call, she was alive.
What?
Pastor Albert was nice.
He compared Jesus to a Chevrolet.
What?
Nobody prayed out loud in the homes on Easter.
I liked it. More subdued than your old church.
You got looks when you put your arm around me.
Really? I didn't notice. We should try and find an accepting church.
Please don't start with this again.
Who knows? Maybe there's a fellowship that's open and affirming.
Apostolics are not open and affirming, and I won't go to some United Methodist church.
I don't think we should jump to conclusions.
We're going to find an apostolic church. It was good enough for my grand-grand. It's good enough for me.
We can try that church in Middleburg next week. I heard the pastor's only 60 years old.
I'm tired of these jokes already.
Kane! Stop worrying. It'll take time. We're in a new house, a new neighborhood, a new city, a new state.
Ohio. Cornfields and people who look bored.
You're a strong, blonde force of nature. And I'm an incredibly handsome gym teacher. Think of the kids we'll make. Their pictures and frames above the fireplace. Stockings at Christmas full of candy. I'll dress up as a ridiculous, gigantic bunny for Easter. We can make a thing of it every year. With or without your family.
Don't.
Kiss me.
I think that's them coming down the street.
Breathe.
These mashed potatoes need butter. Where's the butter?
Next to the cutting board by your left hand.
Am I crazy inviting over complete strangers for Easter?
They're our neighbors. You said Dalitha accepted without even thinking about it.
Talitha. Isn't it weird they didn't already have plans?
We didn't have plans.
We have an excuse. What if they're just rolling out of bed?
That he rolled out of bed and into a three-piece suit. They came from church.
They still could be creasters. What is she wearing?
Everybody's a creaster compared to you. Strapless dress and a head wrap. Lord help us.
Answer it.
Relax. Howdy, neighbors.
Hello. Oh, we're hugging.
Sorry, I'm a hugger. He is risen.
He is risen. Nice to meet you, Casey.
Nice to meet you, Tyson.
You must be Dalitha.
Talitha.
I'm sorry. Talitha. Your dress is lovely, and your head wrap... gold is your color.
Thank you. Great to see you again, Casey, baby. Thanks for having us.
Of course. You're so sweet giving us a housewarming gift. The least I could do is invite you over for some good country cooking.
We love candles, especially around a hot bubble bath.
I do, too. I asked Tyson to come in, but he's usually asleep.
Tyson, you sure look suave. Pleased to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you, too. And you're Casey and Ryland's sister?
Me? No, I'm Ryland, Casey's girlfriend.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't recall knowing you were... I thought Ryland was was a man.
It's all right.
That's embarrassing. I told you, Tyson, honey, it was Casey and her partner, Ryland.
That could mean anything. You should have elaborated.
Oops. No, we're sorry. We obviously didn't make that clear.
No, we didn't make it clear.
I'll take the blame for this one, guys. I just assumed Tyson would be excited to see some diversity in our neighborhood.
Talitha, please. I am, of course, around many gay people. Even lesbians. Well, not so much lesbians. More gay men, but I'm certainly around more LGBTQM or whatever sort of folk at Case Western, so I don't want you to think it's any issue. It's not. I'm certainly an ally of your community.
An ally doesn't have to say he's an ally, dear.
We have the roles you asked for. And some vino. It's been a long day. Ushering wears me out.
Oh, wine.
I'll need some too, being around this guy all morning. I only go to church on Christmas and Easter. Thank God.
That's really sad.
Casey calls those folks creasters.
Oh, Rylan, I don't really say that.
That's a good one, creasters. I like it.
Well, guys, why don't you come on into the living room since we're just standing here? Welcome and happy Easter. Rylan and I are so glad you could join us. We hope we didn't intrude on any of your plans. I know in my family, this holiday is special.
Not at all. Most of our family is back home in upstate New York. We moved here from the city. That's where we met, dated, got married.
Wow, New York City. I don't think I could live there. Prostitutes on every corner.
It's not true. I miss it. Tyson and I met at an Obama rally. We left for his job, and 5 long years later, here we are.
Through the ups and downs. Significant ups and downs. How long have you two been together?
It's only been a short while, but it's felt like we've always known each other. Hasn't it, babe? She resisted at first. She still does sometimes, but I am persistent.
If nothing else, she's persistent.
Aww. Are your families out of state?
We're from Tennessee. My family's on vacation this year in the Bahamas. Without me.
Jealous. And yours, Casey? What is your family doing for Easter?
They are probably celebrating like they usually do in Tennessee. They don't travel much.
They didn't want to come and visit you guys?
No.
Maybe if I had my breasts reduced, I could convince them I'm a man. Then they might come.
I apologize for Ryland's sense of humor in advance, especially about my family.
The layout of your place, it's the same basic shape as ours, except this wall.
Yes, I'm sorry. It's so empty right now. We're still unpacking, which is unusual. I'm the most organized person I've ever met.
You should see the bathroom. There's a label on my toothbrush.
Do you need any help with dinner?
Oh, I nearly forgot. Oh, no, no need to help. Just give me a minute.
These Easter decorations are cute. I think I saw them at Dollar General.
I'm not a fan of all the construction in the neighborhood. I can't get any peace.
It never ends. Or even on Easter, it's ridiculous. It feels good to sit down. My feet are killing.
He sounds like an old man. He's 36. Oh, this painting, it's so large.
Big old Jesus. Ain't he gorgeous?
He's certainly something.
You two go to church?
Tyson, they have a painting of a white Jesus.
Yeah, of course. I tell Rylan all the time I lived in my church. Funny story, my mother's water broke while she was teaching Sunday school, and the hospital was so far away, they delivered me in the church auditorium. Stopped the service and everything.
I can confirm she tells that story all
that's
the time.
Incredible. I wish Talitha would go with me more.
I wish for a lot of things.
Tyson, Casey was telling me you work at Case Western?
Yes, in the religion department.
Ah, okay. Interesting. Casey invited a religion expert.
Well, I don't know if I'd say expert.
I can confirm he does, often.
What church do y'all attend?
Tyson
Calvary
attends.
Baptist on Main Street.
I've met one or two Baptists. They were from South Carolina. They chew tobacco.
Tyson can say he's Baptist all he wants. His real religion is wine, not in the ceremonial sense.
Talitha's religion is having the last word.
Dinner's ready.
Do you need help in...
No. I was thinking we could do it family style. Is that okay? We don't have much furniture
That's
yet.
That's all right. Kumbaya.
I'll turn on some music. Oh. I'm sorry.
Casey, why is that on your MP3 player?
It's some music from Ghana. In my world music class in college, we listen to music in all different languages. I like to... It comforts me. Anyways, Talitha, this is random, but I just love your name.
Thank you.
Where's it from?
What's that supposed to mean?
It's not, you know, the usual type of name.
It's biblical, actually. Mm-hmm. It means little girl in Aramaic. Jesus brings a child back to life, and he uses the phrase, Talitha Kumi.
I need to be brought back to life.
Man, my name isn't biblical. It's English.
To be honest, I've never met a woman named Rylan.
Yeah, it's not common, but I like the masculine energy. You know, my parents had good foresight there.
Especially for Catholics.
Lots of Catholic hostility in this household.
This all looks yummy, Casey.
I'm starving. I'm glad my girl's a domestic.
Domestic? I think you just mean domestic. A domestic is a houseworker.
I know. Like 50 years ago, a lot of African Americans would call themselves a domestic for their profession.
Sure. You could say that. I wouldn't say that, but I guess you just did.
I did. I mean, it doesn't mean that's what I meant about Case.
What are some of the Easter traditions everybody grew up with? I'll go first. 12 days before Easter Sunday, we would open one resurrection egg each day to tell the story of Easter. Each egg had something different inside it. There was the plastic donkey for Palm Sunday, the tiny perfume bottle for Mary pouring perfume on Jesus' feet, the small cracker for the Last Supper.
I love the resurrection
eggs. Never heard of it.
There were 12 eggs, and the last one you opened on Easter, it was empty.
I thought Easter eggs were some bullshit made up by Hallmark.
Mouth, please.
Speaking of Easter eggs, we'd hold vigil for Christ on Saturday, and then boil, dye, and decorate the dead baby chickens that night. Then Christ would rise the next morning, but more importantly, we'd escape from church to go on Easter egg hunts with the whole neighborhood. Find hidden baskets full of chocolate bunnies, and then dinner. Well, family dinner was the biggest you could imagine.
Oh. My mother cooked supper, 10 times the size of this one. Pineapple glazed ham, deviled eggs, butter biscuits. We'd invite over half the church. She'd make me help. Our house was small, people spilling out at the seams. The girls would still be in their Easter dresses, some of them brand new, playing volleyball and spilling out peaches and cream for dessert.
And the ceremonial wine.
What the hell are you talking about?
My family's Easter dinners were always tiny, just me and my family. There was music and singing before, during, and after. Spilling out the seams. Because he is risen.
Amen. He is the real reason for the season.
100%.
Excuse me, but this ham is so moist.
Do you have wine glasses? I almost forgot the wine.
I'm sure you did. These mashed potatoes are so buttery. The rolls are from Whole Foods. Sorry about that. I don't go.
How about we bust it out? It's expensive. Wine for everyone?
Whole Foods, huh?
Thanks. Oh my gosh. You know what? We forgot to pray. Oh, you forgot to pray.
But the wine.
Forget the wine, Tyson.
Would you mind if we said a prayer over the food real quick? Rylan, would you do the honors?
Sure. Lord God, thank you for today.
Let's hold hands.
Do we have to?
And where might you have the course crew?
Lord God, thank you for giving us this meal. Thank you for Casey, who prepared it for us. Thank you for our wonderful neighbors, Talitha and Tyson. All this we pray through Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, who upon this day conquered death, you are our fountain of love. Fill us with thy love.
I found it. Oh, shit. Absorb us into thy love. Compass us with thy love, that we may see all things in light of thy love.
Speak of all things in words breathing of thy love. Be kindled day by day with a new glow of thy love.
Until we be fitted to enter into thy everlasting grace.
Thine everlasting love, to adore thy love, and love to adore thee.
Our God and our all. Even so, come Lord Jesus.
Jesu. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God.
All right. Some wine for you. Some wine for you.
Oh, wait now.
Casey hasn't had a drink her entire life. Now, I don't drink either.
Do you miss it, Tyson?
Talitha, enough.
I'd be lying if I said no. Especially in college, I was a wine connoisseur.
But she doesn't do that anymore. It's a sin.
Is that part of your religion?
What is it?
We are apostolic Pentecostals.
Apos what?
Also called oneness Pentecostalism.
Okay.
So many words for the same thing. Funny, huh?
Interesting. I've never met anyone who practices, let alone a lesbian. Someone as young as you.
My great-grandmother was a hardcore atheist after the war, but everything changed when she received baptism during a revival.
It's part of a more general movement to go back to the early church and ask.
Don't all churches want to be like the church in the Bible?
You would think.
Maybe in theory, but in reality, most people who think they're believers are not.
Wow, and you're the judge of that.
No, it's not our place to judge what's in somebody's heart.
But you just said...
The big thing with Pentecostals is the moving of the Holy Spirit.
Once you're baptized in the specific name of Jesus Christ, fully immersed in the water...
The moving of the Holy Spirit?
People receive spiritual gifts, speaking in tongues and healing.
Speaking in tongues, healing?
Welcome to my world.
If anyone is sick or has something other wrong, the elders are called to anoint them with
Come
oil.
Come on! That doesn't actually work.
I've seen it.
This has to be some sort of joke. What do tongues sound like?
It sounds super strange, like babies babbling.
Once someone is baptized and they truly believe, they experience an overflowing of the Spirit, a reverence.
You speak in tongues?
I have before.
Do it.
Talitha.
It is only used during prayer.
Oh, so you can't do it.
You can't do it on demand, you just do it. You learn a whole new language just like that. And it kind of sounds like a tribal chant, like something out of Africa.
You did not just reduce thousands of complex African languages
into
one tribal
chant. It's an interesting
way to describe
it. Like a poem, the Holy Spirit's language as an interconnective agent between the West and the Third World.
The Third World? You're pulling my leg, right? So you take these old traditions that steal from my family's ancient traditions, and you think you own them? And sit here and tell me, and you too, Tyson! Like you own them because you have $150,000 in school debt for being so educated.
They don't really sound like babbling babies.
Like
they just sound retarded.
Instead of being a fucking homewrecker.
Mouth, please! That painting of Jesus. What's that story there?
It's my grandmother's. Family heirloom.
It's too bad Jesus wasn't
polite. Talitha, what's gotten into you?
Weren't we talking about it, Tyson,
That's
baby?
Not polite dinner conversation.
We're past polite dinner
Tyson
conversation.
Was so passionate about it. Threw me off. I haven't seen any real passion
Christ
for Mrs.
Talitha,
we moved
I'm
to
sorry,
Ohio.
I can't live up to
Don't
your
use the
passion.
Lord's name in vain.
Casey, language please.
Pour myself some more wine.
Mm-hmm. I want a glass.
Rylan, the other day Kelly Smith pulled a Megyn Kelly and said on Fox News, right? Historical Jesus is irrefutably white. Isn't that right, Tyson?
Yes. It really miffed me because, factually, it's untrue.
Rylan, don't touch that glass.
Realistically,
just
he's
one.
What?
For today,
what
Jesus
he?
Turned water into wine.
A Jewish Galilean man who was born and
I
raised
can't
in the Middle
you.
East.
I believe you. But, like, in the Middle Ages.
I want to hear what the professor has to say.
In the 6th century, Byzantine artists started portraying him as white-skinned, middle hair parted, and bearded to make him less ethnic.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right.
By 5th century AD, big guy Constantine all but ensured that this image of white Jesus would spread as the Romans dominated Europe.
It's just a painting.
They loved their pretty boy, not brown deity with flowing long hair, blue eyes, and a halo.
Amen, Tyson. Amen. Preach.
You can't just say it to that and that's it.
I think I could apply for a doctorate after this.
Shut up.
Oh, she has teeth.
And then you have the Crusades against the Muslims.
Our brethren.
Please, let's just sing a song.
No artist would make their deity look like the enemy. No, write them off. Mm-hmm. Their heart is as black as their skin. Mm-hmm. They are evil. Colonize, mm-hmm. enslave, kill them.
Justice. That's the man I married.
No. Save your
marriage.
It's an antique. It's old. My grandmother gave it to me.
You can't just switch it on and off. On and off.
It's on the wall
that
in your face, but I would
New
never.
York City.
Between the steam coming
What's
out of your ears
What's wrong with white Jesus
eyes,
anyway?
I have whiplash.
When Jesus was praying alone.
Ladies, are you planning on getting married?
Wait,
no,
what?
We're not talking about
no,
that.
No.
We're on the path to getting married, but Casey is scared.
Hard not to be when you're stuffing it down my throat.
Yeah, well, kids.
Stop.
I get my subscription to Gay Parent every other month.
She's kidding.
You would have children without getting married.
Scandalous.
Why not? Straight people do it all the time.
Gays have a choice. If I was gay, I wouldn't touch kids until I was married. It's not natural.
Did you just say us having kids is unnatural?
Most lesbians wait.
Excuse me?
Well, some of us don't want to wait until we're 40 to
I
have kids.
I never said we had to wait that long.
The lesbians I know.
The one lesbian you know.
Tyson thinks family this, family that, and drinks when he doesn't get his way.
Oh.
I share a bed. With the Cabernet
it's better than sharing a bed with a cheap-ass gas station floor.
Tyson supported Prop 8.
You supported Prop 8? Fuck you.
You mean me alone.
Rylan, you're drunk.
That's what happens when you don't sniff anything stronger than rubbing alcohol for 3 years.
You drank 4 beers a night. You were out of control. I saved you.
4 beers? Do you know how many my dad cannot back?
Looks like somebody can't hold them.
Tyson, eat me! I'm fucking queer. I do whatever I want without your black homophobic mansplaining ass telling
Rylan.
Me.
Leave me the fuck alone, faggot.
Tyson! How dare you!
Talitha, you made this dinner a disaster.
I just want us all to be respectful.
Defend me, Casey!
And have a nice family Easter dinner.
No, you did that to yourself.
Your view of family is demented.
Like we used to.
Who's we? I'm the one who's picked you up.
To make yourself feel better about what you did, about breaking your vows.
I'm your family now.
You're sick. You don't understand.
No,
you hate your family.
You
fucking hate my family.
Not the life
I want. Fuck
you.
I don't want to hide in the closet with you anymore.
What are you?
Casey, I want to create our own traditions. Shit! My slacks!
Oh my god.
God damn it.
These were my favorite pair! They're ruined.
Not this again.
Turn this shit off.
It's so loud, I can't hear myself, babe.
I can't take this!
Casey!
It's the atompin! It means talking drum. And it's from southwestern Ghana.
It sounds angry.
It's fantasizing.
They're speaking the Chui language, not African. It's not my culture, but it's my drums. Mine. I learned about it. I sat in my room with my headphones on and danced to it over and over, praying to God, letting my tongue roll and my eyes fly back into my head. It's mine! It's my music! My chants! My Jesus! Mine! He doesn't exist in books. He doesn't exist in angry rants and dead chickens. He's in these drums. Go ahead. Ignore me. All of you, I know you want to. Ignore me.
Casey.
I'm too much, but I'm not without my family, my church, my daddy, my mom, my little sis. They just walked out one by one when I told them about you, Rylan, and TGI Fridays.
Rituals, they link us, ground us. Without them, we're just floating. We grab onto something else, something ugly, to survive.
My family didn't go all out, but my daddy tried to make Easter special, especially after Benjamin passed away, my older brother. We cooked a big lamb. Daddy was so particular when he picked it out from the grocery. He had the recipe down to a T. Mint, garlic, ground pepper, rosemary, and this specific olive oil from southern Sicily. No other one would do. We pray. Him, my mom, me, and my other brother, Tariq. We'd hold hands and say grace, short and sweet. It was empty to me, though, without Ben.
Without the drums underneath, the words on top are harder to follow.
Glass breaks and you can't line the pieces back up.
But you can pick up the pieces, hold them close.
Glue them together, like stained glass.
Stained glass? Sounds churchy.
It's gorgeous outside. The sun is setting.
Look at that! No more construction.
They've gone home.
It's funny how the shoveled up dirt reflects the yellow, orange, and pink in the sky.
If only there weren't so many clouds.
If this is what your prayers sound like, Casey, it's truly, truly beautiful.
Breaking Bread was recorded in its entirety on October 22 in New York City, featuring Aaron Ballard, Baron B. Bass, Cameron Hebb, and Isabel Pierre. It was written by Joshua Smalley and directed by Kristen Siemel. Sound engineering by Liz Regan, sound design by Leisha Brown, sound editing by Tyler Grimes, play development by Tyler Grimes. Artwork by Andrew Singer. The DTC Radio theme was written by Spencer Roblin. Breaking Bread was a DTC Radio production. My name is Pip Gangenbach, and thank you for joining me on this adventure. You You can like Distill Theater Company on Facebook, and for behind-the-scenes photos, follow us on Instagram at Distilled Theater. Until next time, good night, Vice Admiral Holdo, and Godspeed.